I don't know if you want to go down, but I skied down on the terrace. There are so many shrews.
Don Quintence has been strapping on his cross-country skis early every morning since the snow fell. He's undeterred by bone-chilling temperatures. Quintence wants to show me evidence of shrew he observed while whooshing across the landscape along Lake Michigan. A shrew is no bigger than a mouse and rustles up food beneath the snow.
The shrew is an insectivore, which means that its primary diet are insects. Being a carnivorous animal, and they have to eat regularly. They don't hibernate, they don't go into a torpor, and some shrews are actually known they have to eat every 5 hours, or they'll actually start to eat themselves.
Quintence says this weather suits the shrew just fine, and the same goes for muskrat and beaver. Weasels possess an extra winter advantage.
Because they're white.
Why does being white pay off?
You have an advantage of animals that aren't white, so you can get closer to your prey, you can escape your predators.
Quintence spots evidence of a meadow vole, sometimes called a meadow mouse. They thrive in the dead of winter.
Because they live subnivian or under the snow, and this is actually a time of protection, shelter, and food, all being available. And they breed in the middle of winter because they've got everything they need.
Quintence says squirrels are still active. They have to eat, after all. So you may still see them scurrying around your neighborhood.
They'll work with the weather and when it's most comfortable. Like raccoons are really famous for this. They don't hibernate. They hole up in trees. And young ones have to come out because they don't have enough body fat. So they'll walk in the winter snows every day looking for food. The big ones can hole up for many, many weeks.
Quintence says animals balance hunger with the rhythm of the weather.
Birds go to roost in trees at night, and they're on the edge of exposure. And if you flush them out of that roost on a really cold night, that can actually kill them. So it depends on the animal, but all animals are going to work with the kind of weather, when the wind's down a little bit, when the sun's out, what the temperature is, how often do they have to eat.
Quintence has been tracking all the seasons at the Audubon Center. He fills notebook upon notebook with details about when birds migrate and trees flower. Quintence is not the only phenologist observing change. He's not as concerned about the current Arctic chill as he is about changing patterns.
So do you see this weather right now as being unusual, based on your years of observation?
Yeah, and I think the last 3 or 4 years, they seemed exceptionally peculiar. And I think the climatologists are, certainly validate how the spring plays out, or how prolonged the winter is, how many days below freezing in a row.
While we humans might relish the possibility of a midwinter thaw, Quintence says erratic weather swings over time could threaten the interdependent web of nature. But he's not an alarmist. He concentrates on sharing his passion for stewardship, even when temperatures plunge.
So many of the indigenous peoples, if not all cultures, really knew the value and the importance of nature because they were so dependent on it. And progress has brought us good things physically, materially. But somehow in the dust, we've lost a little bit. We've got to catch up and balance that. So this is the process. The stresses we're feeling are making us getting ready for change.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.
This is the guy.